One of the biggest areas of support is not just financial in this particular period. Lockdown is a very strange space in a democracy for many human beings. The fact that we're not necessarily confined, although in some households, confinement is exactly what we're looking at here. But we are restricted in terms of our movements, sometimes does have some negative impact on our mental health. Now, a psychologist, counseling psychologist, Claire Newton is about to join me on the line from Durban to talk a little bit about this, how to react and at least to respond about the shift in our social being, with our social life. Welcome, Claire, to Breakfast with Refilwe.
Good morning, Refilwe. Okay. Lovely to be with you all.
Thank you. So 21 days, limited interaction, as much social distancing as possible, and certainly limited movement. How might this actually impact us mentally?
So it's going to have a different impact on different personalities. And here what I'm talking about is your extrovert versus your introvert. And those terms are used by psychologists in a different way from how most people understand them. Most people think of the introvert as a shy person. Introvert is not necessarily shy at all. An introvert is somebody whose energy goes inward. So that continuum of personality from extrovert through to introvert answers the question, where do we get our energy from? And introverts get their energy from going in, from thinking, from reflecting, whereas the extroverts get their energy from going out, from being with people, from doing things. So you can imagine that the extrovert who is alone at home, they're going to struggle. They got no one to talk to. They, you know, there's not a lot going on, not a lot of stimulation, can't get out and about. But the extrovert that's with a family and there's people around, or not necessarily family, but people they're living with, they're going to find it fairly easy. The introverts, on the other hand, that are alone, are going to find it easier. They're going to be able to just enjoy the quiet, enjoy the time alone, and they will find it a lot easier. Introverts with family and lots of people around them, they're going to struggle. So a coping mechanism that I would be giving to the introverts is to say, talk to the family, talk to the people that you live with, and arrange that there will be some time out time. And what do I mean by that? Time when they can just go to somewhere, perhaps their bedroom if they have a room on their own, go and sit under the tree in the garden, just time to be quiet, to be alone, when nobody interrupts them for any reason whatsoever.
Okay.
And because the introvert gets re-energized by being alone. For the extroverts, I'm going to say to them, keep talking. Use technology, keep talking. Extroverts work things out by talking, whereas introverts much prefer writing. So the introverts can text.
So, Claire, there are a couple of other people who are facing this particular lockdown time, right? It's people who might not necessarily be on their own. They're in family situations where they're not accustomed to spending this much time throughout the day with a partner, with children. What do we do about that? I mean, what are some of the things to be conscious of in terms of relating to one another?
So this is a time, yes, where families are coming together, and as you said, they're not necessarily used to spending all this time together. And I'm going to say, really use that. Take this opportunity to really get to know one another, to bond, to become a family again. The old-fashioned term of family, where you spend time together. And in terms of talking, try and be as real as you possibly can. What do I mean by that? Really share what is going on for you in a real, authentic kind of way. You don't have to put on the mask and pretend all is well. If you are feeling anxious, if you are feeling you know, uncertain about things, I'm not saying become a burden. Parents shouldn't be burdening their children with their own anxieties and stuff.
Sure.
But just to be very, very real. And then to use this time to pull out the board games, the card games, that type of thing, and just really engage with each other.
I think that's a great idea. And also, I mean, there's a lot of pressure on everybody to keep a routine, make sure they're keeping up to date with the school stuff. Maybe we should just allow ourselves the freedom to get used to the situation first and just get to know one another again. How about that?
Absolutely. And again, different personalities are going to react differently to routines. So So some personality types really lack a routine. They lack structure. They lack a plan. They like to work their plan. Whereas on the other end of the continuum, they're personality types who really don't like routine. They're spontaneous. They work very well with change. They're going to be enjoying this situation far much, you know, far better because they can be able to adapt to this strange and different situation. So for those people that are still working from home, for children that are still needing to do school and varsity students, those routines are going to be important because online classes and stuff have set times. And, yeah, try and have routines. But also allow for those people who just don't want a routine to just play it out and to be spontaneous.
Fabulous.
And again, it's about being aware of your personality.
Claire, thank you so much. Let's be human and allow ourselves the room to be ourselves just inside. Claire Newton is a counseling psychologist in private practice, as well as a life coach and speaker on psychology. It's 7.